plasma reveals extended cool gas and hot ionized outflows in a typical star-forming galaxy at $Z = $7.13, by Hollis Atkins et al. We present spatially resolved morphological properties of CII, 158, OIII, 88, dust, and rest frame ultraviolet, UV, continuum emission for A1689ZD1, a strongly lensed, sub-L galaxy at Z = 7.13, by utilizing deep Atacama Large Millimeter, Submillimeter Array, ALMA, and Hubble Space Telescope, HST, observations. While the OIII line and UV continuum are compact, the CII line is extended up to a radius of R approximately 12 kpc. Using multi-band rest frame far infrared, FIR, continuum data ranging from 52 to 400, we find an average dust temperature and emissivity index of T dust = 41 carat plus 17 to 14 K and beta = 1.7 carat plus 1.1 to 0.7. respectively, across the galaxy. We find slight differences in the dust continuum profiles at different wavelengths, which may indicate that the dust temperature decreases with distance. We map the star formation rate, SFR, via IR and UV luminosities and determine a total SFR of 37 plus or minus 1 mSu near 1 with an obscured fraction of 87%. While the OIII line is a good tracer of the SFR, the CII line shows deviation from the local LCII-SFR relations in the outskirts of the galaxy. Finally, we observe a clear difference in the line profile between CII and OIII, with significant residuals, approximately 5 sigma, in the OIII line spectrum after subtracting a single Gaussian model. This suggests a possible origin of the extended CII structure from the cooling of hot ionized outflows. The extended CII and high velocity OIII emission may both contribute in part to the high LOIII-LCII ratios recently reported in Z > 6 galaxies. This was ALMA reveals extended cool gas and hot ionized outflows in a typical star-forming galaxy at $Z = $7.13, by Hollis Atkins et al.